Ni hao. Ciao. Anyo. Kamusta. I probably butchered those greetings, but welcome to the Christmas Stocking. I'm Lee Cameron. In a moment, we'll look at Christmas around Asia. Aaron, thanks for your note on christmasstocking.wordpress.com. He said some really nice things, which I appreciate. And he has a link to a stream of Christmas music he's put together, which you can find on my site, christmasstocking.wordpress.com. Max, thanks for your nice words, too. And thanks for your story. I'll tell it later on the podcast. Oh, and David from North Carolina, I'll have some words for you in a little while. There are Christians throughout Asia, but most of Asia is not Christian. In spite of that, there are many places that are happy to celebrate the season, even the spirit of the season, without joining the religious celebration. In India, Christians who celebrate Christmas concentrate on the religious customs of 25 days of Lent prior to a Christmas Eve midnight mass. Many houses, regardless of religion, will hang a Christmas star. In tropical areas of India, mango and banana trees will be decorated, and you'll find mango leaves in some houses. Christians give friends and family gifts and charity for the poor, and you'll find decorated trees in many prominent buildings, as well as in businesses and homes, whether they're Christian or not. Pakistan has their own holiday on December 25th, in memory of, I think it's Jinnah, the founder of Pakistan. Christians celebrate by wearing new clothes, visiting family or friends, and exchanging gifts or cards. Church is on Christmas Day, which is called Bara Din, or the Big Day. In Japan, candlelight Christmas services and choral concerts are becoming popular among Christians and non-Christians alike. A new tradition that's growing there is the Christmas cake, borrowing from the August Chinese moon cake. It's small and white and has a red ribbon. All this with a Christian population just a small fraction of the total Japanese population. Christmas isn't a national holiday. New Year's Day is much more important and sacred, but Christmas is a little like Valentine's Day for some, with couples going on romantic dates and groups having parties on Christmas Eve. Then on Christmas Day, the Christmas decorations come down, and the New Year's decorations go up. In China, Christmas is becoming popular in the cities, especially with retailers, with wreaths, lighted trees, foam snowmen, and other decorations in many businesses. Couples there visit a government-sanctioned chapel on Christmas Eve. The Chinese translation of Christmas is Holy Birth, but the decorations are just about all secular, and there are still Catholic priests in jail for spreading the gospel, so Christmas is not an official holiday. It is, though, in Hong Kong, and there are a lot of church services there. Christmas cards are exchanged, often with the Holy Family in Chinese settings. Taiwan celebrates Constitution Day on December 25th, which is treated unofficially as Christmas. It's no longer a full holiday, but many who have the day off do observe it. Vietnam is getting into Santa Claus in spite of the Buddhist tradition, and artificial Christmas trees are starting to sell well there. South Korea has a history of a U.S. presence and evangelical subculture, and there are Christmas decorations all over Seoul. Buddhist pagodas have large Christmas tree shapes built on top of them, and speakers below blast Christmas music. Black gospel choirs are among the selections. They seem to really like it. It's a day off, and Christians and non-Christians alike exchange gifts. The Philippines. Now they get into Christmas. They have the longest Christmas season. It starts in early September. They bring in Christmas Day on December 16th with dawn masses called Simbang Gabi every morning for 9 days. And I hope I said that right, too. After the Christmas Eve midnight mass, there's the Noche Buena, the big Christmas feast. Families dine together on Christmas ham and queso de bola, which is balls of cheese, among many other things. They get a ton of days off, too. Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, Niños Inocentes, Rizal Day, which is the 30th to observe the death of a Philippine reformer, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, and Epiphany on January 6th. I've only scratched the surface of Christmas in Asia, especially the Philippines. Go to christmasstocking.wordpress.com if you're interested in more. I have some links. I wanted to have some Christmas music from Asia today, but I couldn't find any I was sure was pod safe. If you know of any, I would love to hear about it, and I might be able to put it on a future episode. This is a Southern California-based singer, originally from Oklahoma. Her name is Heather Sullivan, and she's done a lot of work you might have heard of. She remembers Christmas in her childhood with Christmas Morning, 1969, on the Christmas Stocking.
I smell hot bread and a turkey just for 10. And the Kingston Trio was singing Frosty the Snowman. And the Super 8 just stopped it all in time. It was Christmas morning, 1969. There was a 6-foot evergreen was squeezed through the living room door. And it's the prettiest tree that we've ever had before. We were young and we had lots of time. Christmas morning, 1969. While the world was blazing, politicians were waging war. Dreams were dashed and torn, but there was peace on earth for a moment in time. Christmas morning, 1969. Train just like the one that Grandpa rode. And I got a shiny green bike wrapped up in a big red bow. And Dance Arena is spinning just as fast as time. Christmas morning, 1969. Politicians were waging war. Generations clashed, dreams were dashed and torn. But there was peace on earth for a moment in time. Christmas morning, 1969. Still the love, it never dies. And my jet plane's landing on the patchwork of our lives. And my heart is beating for the home I left behind. And Christmas morning, 1960. Christmas morning, Christmas morning, Christmas morning, 1969.
Links to Heather's website where you can buy her music is on my site. I want to hear from you at christmasstocking.wordpress.com. You can record your own voice there, which could end up on the podcast, or you could just write a reply, which is what David from North Carolina did. I have a page giving a bit of my background, and I mentioned that I missed snow. David said, "Dude, get a therapist." He's from upstate New York. He doesn't miss snow a bit. "David, I live in Southern California. I have to beat therapists off with a stick, and I still miss snow. But thanks for the nice things that you said." You can also tell me what the best or coolest or wildest gift you're getting someone this year is. Again, I'd love to hear your voice so I can play it, but you can also write a reply. One listener says he's getting his best friend an iPod Nano. This guy says his friend doesn't have a lot of things, and that's something that he wants, so he's going to get it this year, which is very cool. That's nice. You can also call 1-206-203-3557 with your story or email me at christmasstocking@inbox.com. I don't want to bring you down, but why was Santa's little helper depressed? Because he had low elf esteem. Ah! You have a better one? Send your joke or record your joke, and it could be on the podcast, christmasstocking.wordpress.com, 1-206-203-3557, which is a toll call. Clear it with the one who pays the bills. christmasstocking@inbox.com is another way you can get your joke to me. By the way, it is very easy to record on the computer. When you go to christmasstocking.wordpress.com and you click on the page where you can record it, all you need is a mic. When you go to the page where you record it, it'll ask if it can have access to your mic and camera. I believe all it needs and probably all it uses is your mic, because it doesn't give me any video. Just click allow and it'll just use the microphone signal and record, and when you leave the page, it'll release access. It's not something that stays on your computer. Hey, next time we'll go back in time again, this time to Christmas in the Middle Ages. I'm Lee Cameron. Thanks for the download, and I'll talk to you again soon on the Christmas Stocking.